And now this is a dictation for Aurora, A-R-O-U-R-A-A, Owens, O-W-E-N-S, June 28, 2000. Address as a letter to Kaylin Guidman, PAC, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Aurora, who has advanced renal failure secondary to diabetic nephropathy, insulin-dependent diabetes. She's been in the hospital emergency room multiple times from uncontrolled diabetes or hypoglycemia, both in our hospital, My Michigan, but also McLaren. The last episode, emergency room visit for severe low glucose in the 20s. Apparently, her continued glucose monitor was broken and she didn't realize. Presently, is working well on insulin pump, comes accompanied with family member or husband. No vomiting, dysphagia, isolated diarrhea, no bleeding, no abdominal discomfort, no urinary infection, no edema, open ulcers, no chest pain palpitation, increase of dyspnea, eyesight is significantly decreased, no falls. Medication list review, I'm going to highlight the Norvas Demadex Coric on antidepressants, on phosphorus binder Renvela, anticoagulation Eliquis. Next paragraph, weight 139, blood pressure by nurse 112/83, no respiratory distress, very pleasant, normal speech. Lungs, cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, besides decreased eyesight, no focal motor deficit. Next paragraph, recent chemistry, few days ago, June, creatinine 2.91, which is one of her best, a GFR of 23, normal sodium, upper potassium, no normal acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus elevated, anemia 12.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Next number, diabetic nephropathy, insulin dependent. Next number, brittle diabetes, high and lows as indicated above. Next number, anemia, there has been no need for EPO treatment. Next number, potassium in the upper side. Continue restricted diet. Next number, elevated phosphorus. We discuss about restricted diet and continue binder Renvela. Next number, in terms of an AV fistula, supposed to happen July 3rd. Now, we normally try to place it when GFR is 20 or below. We'll see what the chemistry shows on June 26th to make a final decision for July 3rd. Too early. The AV fistula, given her small vessels, can clot. So we will try to do it at the right time. There has been no urinary retention or obstruction. She has chronic nausea, vomiting, gastroparesis, but clinically stable. She wants to explore a potential kidney and pancreas transplant. She's choosing University of Michigan. Plan to see her back in 3 months or early as needed. End of dictation.